So you just couldn't wait, could you?
Fuck. I didn't expect you to come home early. You said you were working late tonight.
Hey! You're home early?
I am. And here you are. Doing exactly what I told you not to do.
You texted me earlier, saying you were going to have another late night at the office. It's been such a busy time for you at work, I know. But I was really disappointed that you were going to be late tonight. Especially since it's the night we were going to exchange Christmas presents. You gave me explicit instructions not to open mine without you. Of course, that little wink emoji you included in the text meant that I could. There would just be some punishment waiting for me if I chose to disobey you.
Explain yourself, kitten.
I just wanted to see what you got me. I couldn't help it. I was so curious.
My stocking hanging by the fireplace looked so inviting. And you know what I'm like when you tell me not to do something. I just have to do it. Especially if that means getting all of your attention. Getting punished. Being praised for taking that punishment, like a good girl.
On the video?
Well, I thought you'd like to see just how much I enjoyed your gifts.
Is that all?
I'm wearing the lingerie set you got me and holding the clitoral bullet vibrator in my hands. You're staring at me with that look. The one that says, I'm giving you a chance to be good for me.
It's just a bit of teasing. No big deal. Besides, what exactly are you going to do about it?
You move closer to the bed, stripping off your tie and unbuttoning your shirt a little. Your hands flex slightly before cupping my jaw and tilting my head up towards you.
Wanna try that again?
No, I'm good.
Your hands trail down my body, softly stroking my skin. What are you gonna do to me, sir?
I'm gonna show you what happens to bad girls when they disobey orders.
You push me gently back onto the bed and climb on top of me, nudging my thighs apart with your knee as your hands move up to grip my wrists.
You know how hard it was for me to keep it together in my meeting, seeing you playing with that toy in this slutty, gorgeous lingerie, making yourself come with the gift I specifically told you not to play with until I got home?
Yes, I know exactly how hard it was. Or is.
I wriggle my wrists free from your light grip and move my hands down your body, lightly stroking you before I cup your dick in my hands. You're already hard for me.
You are such a bad girl. And bad girls, well, what do they deserve?
To be punished.
That's right.
Your lips meet mine in a desperate kiss as your hands roam my body. You knead my tits in your hands and slowly move them up towards my neck. You run your hand through my hair and gently pull.
Bend over the bed with your hands behind your back.
I turn slowly, taking my time to bend over the bed, knowing that it's bringing out more of that rough, dominant side of you that I love so much. My heart is starting to race a little, waiting for your next move.
You deserve 10 to 9. You'll count them out for me, and thank me for each one.
You don't wait for me to respond before your hand meets my ass. The sharp, stinging sensation fades quickly, but I can't help but let out a moan anyway.
What do you say, kitten?
Thank you, sir. Oh, fuck.
Start counting.
2. 3.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.